from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A sad day of remembrance in U.S. history. Donald Trump, for the first time as president, led the nation in remembering the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington in 2001. President Trump marked the 16th anniversary of the worst act of terrorism on U.S. soil in a ceremony at the White House with a moment of silence at 8:40 in the morning, the time when a first airliner hijacked by al-Qaeda terrorists crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. A second jet hit the second World Trade Center tower 23 minutes later, and the huge skyscrapers collapsed in flames and smoke soon afterwards. Trump also attended a remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon.
Here on the west side of the Pentagon, terrorists tried to break our resolve. It's not going to happen. But where they left a mark with fire and rubble, Americans defiantly raised the stars and stripes, our beautiful flag that for more than two centuries has graced our ships, flown in our skies, and led our brave heroes to victory after victory in battle.
Joanne Marie Adiolis.
Shabir Ahmed.
Terrence Andre Aiken.
In New York, names of the victims were being read out after a moment of silence was held. Vice President Mike Pence traveled to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where another hijacked plane crashed into a field. It's believed the passengers tried to regain control of the aircraft once they realized their knife-wielding captors intended to steer it toward Washington for another attack. This is VOA News. Hurricane Irma has weakened into a tropical storm today as it moves over far northern Florida, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. However, forecasters are warning that swells generated by Irma along the southeastern U.S. coast could still cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. In addition, the Hurricane Center says tornadoes are possible across northeastern Florida, southeastern Georgia, and South Carolina through Monday night. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster. Area. The death toll from a cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen to 35. The UN humanitarian agency says more than 500 suspected cholera cases have been registered since the first was recorded last month by Nigerian health officials. UNICEF warns the disease threatens more than 1 million people, many living in displacement camps as a result of the Boko Haram insurgency. The United Nations Security Council will begin a debate today on a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. This resolution was drafted by the U.S. in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test on September the 3rd, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un. Pakistani police say gunmen in Baluchistan province have killed four members of the Hazara community. That's a Shiite minority group. The victims were traveling in a vehicle on the road between Quetta and the Afghan border. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. An offer of a month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected by the government as the number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in Bangladesh has risen to nearly 300,000. Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people... You see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
The latest round of violence has left 400 people dead. Pope Francis called for an end to political violence in Venezuela as he appealed for an end to modern forms of slavery and called on all Colombians to embrace reconciliation as the country tries to come out from under 50 years of conflict between the government and leftist rebels. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.